Masechet Holin Perigimol Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the signs that are needed for a kosher locust and fish. Mishnah says, Ubahagavim, with locust, any locust that has the four following signs are kosher. Kol Shieshlo Arbaraglayim, any locust that has four legs, two on each side of the body. Ve'arba Kenafayim, and four wings, two on each side of the body. Vikarsulim, and two long jumping legs. And lastly, uchnafav hofin et rubo, the wings cover most of the body. If the locust has all of these, then it's considered to be a kosher locust. Two of the signs are mentioned straight up in the Torah. When talking about the locust that's allowed to be eaten, the pasuk says, the one that's haholech al arba, the one that walks on four legs, and also one that has jumping legs above its other legs, in which to jump above the ground. So two are mentioned straight up in the Pesukim, and the other two signs, which are the four wings, and also that the wings cover most of its body, those are learned out by Hachamim. Rabbi Yose adds in a fifth requirement, he says it has to fit the Hagav, the locust family. Rabbi Yose learns this out from the Pesukim as well, that its name has to be Hagav. It has to be clearly and known and identified as a locust. It can't just have the signs, it has to also be known as that. Ubadagim, when talking about kosher fish, any of the following two signs, make a fish kosher. Kosh yesh lo sinapir vekaskeset, any fish that has a fin and a scale, even in the singular. The pasuk tells us straight out, etze tochelu mikol asher b'mayim, this is what you should eat from whatever's in the water. Kol asher lo sinapir vekaskeset, and everything that has a fin and a scale, even if a fish has one fin and one scale, is considered to be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omer shene kaskasin usnapir echad, says Rabbi Yehuda, it has to have two scales and one fin to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the word kaskeset is plural of kaskes, and therefore the Torah is telling us that a fish has to have two scales to be kosher. The fins and the scales are very similar. They're plates that are attached to the body of the fish. So we'll now explain how we could tell them apart to see if that they have both in order to say that it's kosher. Ve'eluhen kaskasin. When the Torah tells us that a fish has to have scales, it means hakivurin bo, ones that are attached to its body and are not used to glide through the water. They're attached and they don't move. Usnapirin, and what we call a sinapir, the fins, haporeach bahen, it's what they use in order to swim through the water.